Introducing South by Southwest Online, a digital experience.
A massive music, film, and ideas conference, South by Southwest, gets underway today in Austin, Texas. But as you heard, this year it's all online. Last year, South by Southwest was canceled because of the coronavirus pandemic for the first time in its 34-year history. Robin Farzad is host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure, and Robin, let's get to the price of a ticket first. Festival organizers are saying that since you don't have to book plane tickets or hotel rooms in Austin to attend South by Southwest this year, it's more accessible to people than ever. But the rub is that, say, if you register today, it'll cost you $399. Isn't that a lot of money for a Zoom fest?
It is, and it's on the South by organizers to drive home the value proposition. $400 is less than a quarter of the all-inclusive lanyard price, Lisa, we've seen pre-COVID. You are saving on travel and carbon. And yes, everyone at home is eager for connection and new content. And critically, this is an important dress rehearsal for events businesses that are in the future going to have to become hybrid of in-person and online, especially with virtual reality, which South by Southwest is really hitting.
So you mean a lot of other businesses are going to be watching this to see how it goes, to see what they can charge, how they can do things online in years to come?
It's certainly a proving ground. It's right up there. Yeah.
And so what do festival goers get access to for a mere $400?
Pete Buttigieg, Willie Nelson, Stacey Abrams. You can take extended reality tours of downtown Austin, you know, Congress Avenue and the Red River Cultural District. I saw that actor Nick Offerman is going to be participating in a celebration of Wisconsin cheese. So, yeah, grab your popcorn.
But you can't even have any unless you go out and buy it at the grocery store. And the performers and speakers, are they going to be performing and speaking from Austin or elsewhere?
It's all over the place. You have some people in Austin, Texas is much more lax than other places. Some people are coming in remotely. In some cases, the whole point of the technology is to showcase the fact that you don't have to be in one place. We can connect someone in Switzerland and in Albany and make it look like they're all here with us. So it is. And you're getting licensed to innovate that in this second consecutive kind of virtual experience.
So this is usually an opportunity, the fest is, for brands to sponsor different parts of the festival. Is that happening this year?
In a more muted way, and there's an emphasis on showcasing tech bells and whistles. So the gold standard, yes, it's clearly hosting a tent or a venue with celebs and their social media followings in full attendance. That's important to ad agencies. It's important for networking. But barring that, you're seeing the likes of HBO and CNN trying to make the best of it, using virtual reality, FedExing special care packages to influencers, and crossing their fingers.
And so there's an opportunity, of course, here, and that is for people overseas who want to watch the fest, because typically only one in four attendees comes from overseas, and also for overseas acts who sometimes have trouble getting through customs to come to the festival. Could this help South by Southwest find a new audience?
Innovation mothers necessity, right? Look, Lisa, I'm a huge LA Dodgers fan. If I didn't live 2,600 miles away from Dodger Stadium, I'd be at every home game having hot dogs with Magic Johnson. But even if I did live in LA, it'd be hard to brave all the congestion several times a week. Now think about fans across the country and the world who are offered, like South by Southwest, an a la carte or season pass premium virtual reality option. That would, on balance, sell more tickets to a capacity-constrained opportunity. So every live events business is pondering what's going to be happening at South by.
Robin Farzad, Radio's Full Disclosure. You're listening to Here and Now.